There was a double at Flemington yesterday for T.O. Nugent. He was aboard Romancer for Graham Begg in one of those wins.
Around the turn, 500 to go. France's Boy from Mossendale. A run appears almost for Never Again. Ciccone deeper, then Romancer. Danon Roman needs some luck. De Beer down the outside, and Order of the Garters behind that wall. Plenty of hopes here. Romancer, Mossendale together as they reach the 250 from Danon Roman, Ciccone. Then Order of the Garter, De Beer and Elgalale. It's Romancer below the 200 metres. Two lengths, Order of the Garter. Then Ciccone, De Beer. Romancer is going well in the shadows. And it's Romancer, a double for Tio. Won it from Order of the Garter.
A couple of lengths clear on the line. He was three lengths clear on El Questro, so he did look nice for the photos yesterday, could Tio Nugent. He joins us this morning. Congratulations on the double yesterday, Tio.
Thank you very much, Warren.
Graham Begg, post-race with Romancer, was just outlining that he needs a few things to go right in the race, and you were able to implement all of them yesterday. Take us through how the race unfolded from your perspective.
Yeah, it was a super result yesterday with Romancer. I knew, look, if he could find his old form from last prep, he'd be far too good for this field. Albeit, that Order of the Garter, I knew it was first up yesterday, obviously from a spell. There was a few class horses in it, that horse of Friedman as well, Dan and Roman. But I thought, you know, if he could find his old form from last prep, he'd be too good. But a little bit suspect heading into it, really. He'd only been going just fair this preparation, but look, we finally drew a gate with him yesterday, and he jumped really well. We were able to slot him one out, one back, and I just had the favourite to my outside, that Ciccone. We were able to keep it three deep the trip, and it all pretty much unfolded really well. Approaching the 400, that Mossendale was able to give me a lovely saloon passage right up a clear run right into the race, really. He shifted out, and my horse sprinted through the gap really well. So he shot clear, and I never thought we were a danger getting beat from about 400 on.
How did you find the track playing yesterday?
Lovely. They had it in really good order. Obviously, it's one of the best draining tracks in the world, and I'm pretty sure I come up a five or pretty much good four towards the end of the day. But the wind was a little bit of a factor, and obviously everyone really wanted to get cover yesterday with the wind. But I only had two mounts yesterday, and they both come out winning. So I couldn't have been any happier.
And a great win for Alison Sheehan. She's had a little bit of a stop-start campaign with El Cresto, who'd continued to race well. I'm sure Connections were thrilled with that win yesterday, and taking out the final of the Rising Star series, always a feather in your cap. Take us through that race.
That was great, yeah. I'd been running second in the series for pretty much from the get-go. I'd probably level up with Cameron Wheeler, and he'd always find another winner, especially with his claim. And I pretty much rode this whole season without a country claim. But to run second in the series again is great, and all the better for Cam. But to finish with a winner at Flemington in the final was great. And especially for Alison Sheena, I'm pretty sure it was her first winner at Flemington. And, she had the horse primed and ready to go for me yesterday.
And the camaraderie between the apprentices with that series, it seems to be a really good, very competitive nature, but also to some extent a real team spirit between the apprentices here in Victoria?
It is. Very competitive little series. Every time we get around to the back of the gates, everyone's trying to see who to get the back on. And, it's very competitive, but there's a good little prize at the end of it. And I think they should probably even have a few more of them. But, I was absolutely thrilled for Alison yesterday. And I knew the only horse to beat in the race was probably that Beauty Bolt, but it settled quite far back. And with the late scratching of that Godolphin horse, it just filled me full of confidence, especially when we jumped out the gate. I went in there with a pretty clear mind, see how the horse will settle, obviously if we could try to get the one out, one back position. But as they went quite slow out in front, that David Bright Oak, Soaring Eagle horse, pretty much got to the lead and threw the anchors out, and I was going to be forced three deep with no cover. But I just decided to take it up off the slow tempo and let my mount roll into it, and gave a good sight at the 600, and I thought, we weren't going to get beat.
Great work yesterday, T.O., making the most of those opportunities with a double at Flemington. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Warren.
T.O. Nugent aboard Romancer, and El Questro, a double from his two rides at Flemington yesterday, a perfect score there. It's just gone 9 o'clock. Dean Lester and Brendan Delaney about to join.